We're going to talk about two different topics relating to using grape juice by the Sederer. The first one is if you can use grape juice instead of wine. And the second one is whether you can use concentrated grape juice on concentrate, or you have to use with the natural strength grape juice that was never concentrated.
What is ketum made out of?
Ketum, regular grape juice, is grape juice.
Concentrate.
Not from concentrate. No, that's not from concentrate.
They claim that there is concentrate.
Concentrate maybe is added in, but the juice itself is not from concentrate.
Straight from the grape.
Right. Was from concentrate, yes.
No. Concentrate with water, so maybe once it's water, it's not fine.
That's what we're going to talk about. Okay, we're going to get there. Okay. When we do the mitzvah dal cases, when we really do many mitzvahs that have to do with wine, like kiddush, avdol, all those kind of things, the mitzvahs that are supposed to be done with wine. If you can't use wine, there are other things that could be used instead. Okay, but those are all in the edit, they're way down on the list. You're supposed to use wine for all these things. What we're going to talk about first is, so what happens if you want to use grape juice? Okay, grape juice and wine are very similar, and is that good enough or is that not good enough? In a certain sense, that shiloh is much more of a modern shiloh than it used to be, than it was. In the old days, it was more theoretical, because grape juice couldn't last. It would spoil. You could use it, you know, if you had grapes, if it was the right time of the year, you could make grape juice. But for most people, it wasn't realistic to have grape juice. Now we have grape juice all year round, you know, because we have ways of preserving it. So now it's much more, it's more of a shiloh. It's not such a shiloh from a long time ago. People didn't talk about it as much. But we're going to start with three gemaras. As many of you know probably, the Gemara says Babasa, that a person could squeeze grapes and make kiddush for them. You just squeeze out the grapes, that's what you're going to have grape juice, squeeze it out, go right to the table and make kiddush on it. Okay, that's one Gemara. Then the Gemara says in Pesachim about this. The Gemara says, you're allowed to, now it's talking about Dalet Kosis, it says all kinds of things about the Dalet Kosis, and it says you could use Echad Chadash ve'Echad Yashan. You could use new or old wine to make kiddush. Okay, we'll talk about what that means in a second. Okay, new or old wine. Well, I'll tell you now is that one shot in the Rashbam is that when it says new wine means grape juice. You squeeze it out, that's new, and it just came out. That's one shot, but he says that new wine you're allowed to use it for kiddush, for the dalet kosis.
Hasn't been fermented.
Right, it's new. That's what Rashbam says. It has no alcohol. You just squeeze it out and it's fresh. Rabbi Yehuda says, right after, the next words in the word, Rabbi Yehuda, Aymer, Tzorach Sheber Tam Umar Yain. That it has to have the taste and the look of wine. Okay? And the Gemara proves that it has to have the tam and the look, whatever it means, we'll say what that means in a second, it has to have the tam and the mara of yain from psukim that have nothing to do with dalet kosis. Okay? It's psukim that talk about a definition of what the word yain means. Okay? What I'm saying is that the proofs have nothing to do with the seder or the dalet kosis, it has to do with what's wine. Meaning, what he's saying has to do with kiddush and havdol and everything else. That's what Rabbi Yehuda is saying, has to have tam or mara yain is. It has nothing to do with Pesach. The Gemara is talking about the Seder, but it has nothing to do, his rise has nothing to do with it. And the last Gemara we'll say for now is, a few lines later, the Gemara says, a few lines earlier, the Gemara says, it's possible to be Yotze, the Dalet Kosis, without being Yotze Cherus. Which is to say, when a person drinks the Dalet Kosis, they're supposed to do it Derech Cherus. They're supposed to do it in a way that shows that they're showing off, that they're we came out of Mitzrayim and we're free and we're happy about that thing. We feel free about that. So you're supposed to do that. The drink of Dalet is supposed to be Derech Cheres, but it's possible. The Gemara has ways of describing what you could do. It's possible that you drank the wine and it was not Derech Cheres and Avo Pekin. You're Yotze anyhow. You're Yotze with the Evid. You're not supposed to do that, but it's possible to be Yotze with the Evid. Okay. So the Rashbam says about this Gemara that Yayin Chodosh means that it was squeezed out and it was never allowed to ferment. It's grape juice. Rabbi Yehuda says it has to have the tam yayin. What does it mean that it has the tam of yayin? The tam of yayin means that it's alcoholic. Okay, it has alcohol in it. It's not alcoholic, it's not that word. It has alcohol in it. Okay. Well, so the Rashbam says, well then Rabbi Yehuda and the other person and this other statement are arguing on each other. One says you could use even new wine. One says you could use, it has to have the tam of yayin, means it has to have alcohol in it. Well, those are opposites of each other. Okay. So the Rashbam learns that it's a machlokes in the Gemara. The Rashbam learns that it's a machlokes whether it does or doesn't have to have alcohol.
Yes, no way alcohol.
The Rashbam learns that it's a machlokes whether it doesn't or doesn't have to have alcohol to it. To which to which, based on that, Reb Dov Feinstein says in his Haggadah, well-known Haggadah called Dodi, Reb Dov Feinstein says, it's a machlokes in the Gemara whether you have to have alcohol or not. The din is, like Rabbi Yehuda, that you have to have alcohol. At least, lechatchila, you have to have alcohol to it. I'm going to give you two reasons why Reb Dov says why you should use wine and not grape juice. His first reason is, the Gemara says it has to have tam yayin. Rabbi Yehuda says it has to have tam yayin. Rabbi Yehuda, according to the Rashi, is arguing on the person who said you have to use new. You could use new wine, and therefore you should use. Excuse me. And therefore, you have to use. It's preferred that you should use wine that has alcohol into it, as opposed to wine which doesn't. Mean as opposed to grape juice. Okay.
But you still make grape juice often.
That's correct. You make grape juice often. Yes. Now, if you remember what I said to you is that this has nothing to do, really, with Dalet Kosis. This reason it happens to be the Gemara talking about Dalet Kosis, but Rabbi Yehuda's reason for thinking that it has to have Tam Yayin had nothing to do with Dalet Kosis. It was a pasuk that he learned that from, whatever, it's a pasuk. It had to do with the definition of the word wine. And Mamela, it would be for everything. It means if you want to make Kiddush tonight, according to this reason, you would have to make it on wine and not on grape juice. Okay? And in fact, there's a Magen Avraham who says like that. He says that there's a preference. There's a preference to use wine. He says a preference to such an extent, this is, again, not in Bilchus Pesach, the Magen Avraham says there's a preference to the extent that if a person has a choice to make Kiddush over wine that is older, or grape juice that he make a Shechiyon on it, how that works is not important to us. He has a choice between those two. He should prefer to make it over the old wine than over the grape juice that he has Shechiyon on. Okay, that shows you his level of preference. Okay. However,
did they know really what grape juice was then?
What do you mean, did they know what
it was? Yeah, I get that. When you make
press, what do you mean? When you squeeze the grape, then you have grape juice.
They didn't have a large use for it.
Okay. The questions are this. The Shulchan Aruch brings...
I think we shot for the sum of the fireplace. No, we're not talking about a chayla or anything like that.
Right. The Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchos Kiddush. Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchos Kiddush that a person, if they want, a person could use grape juice for Kiddush. The Gemara that we brought before in Sechel Adam, Eshkol Adam, you could squeeze grapes and make Kiddush right on it. And he, based on the Gemara that we said before, that you're allowed to do that. And he doesn't bring this member of Rabbi Yehuda that you have to use dafka wine, the wine that has alcohol to it. Okay, so one of two things. Either he holds we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. Remember, either he's passing like the simple Gemara says about Pasuk Shulchan Aruch. He says you could just use plain. He just says when you make Kiddush, again, they're not talking about Dalkas, when you're making Kiddush, he says you could just use Sechel Adam, Eshkol Adam, and you make Kiddush on it. So either he's saying that the din is not like Rabbi Yehuda, it's a machlokes in the Gemara. Either he's saying that the halachas like the Tanakhama, the beginning of this brisa, or he's on a different shav. Even the Rashbam had two pshatim, and what the Gemara meant is echad chodesh echad yoshim. This I told you one pshat in the Rashbam that says there's a machlokes.
No, I'm looking at the Gemara. What's
after this? Kuf chesem beis. I only told you one pshat in the Rashbam. It's not at all clear that Rabbi Yehuda and the beginning of the Mishnah are arguing on each other. Okay, so according to one pshat in the Rashbam, Rabbi Yehuda is arguing and saying you have to have wine that has alcohol to it. It's not dafka that's a machlokes.
Could Rabbi Yehuda talk specifically about the Seder?
That's what I say. He's not talking about the Seder because his rayas have nothing to do with the Seder. His rayas are that the word wine means the following thing. His rayas have nothing to do with Pesach. His right is from a pasuk in Mishlei that talks about what right describes the word wine. It has nothing to do with anything. It happens to be talking about wine. I mean, you tell me. I don't see any reason why it should be left out of it. Another thing is, Rabbi Yehuda said two statements. He said it has to have tam umar yayin. Okay, tam yayin, according to Rashbam, means that it has to have alcohol to it. Okay, what does mar yayin mean? Okay, mar yayin means that it has to have the color. It has to be red. Okay. You all know that what the din is, that for the color of wine, it's a preference that you should have red wine. That's true, it's a preference to have that. But if the white wine is better, then that's the same. You could use white wine. That's what the din is. You're allowed to use that. That tells us something about what Rabbi Yehuda is saying. When Rabbi Yehuda says, you have to have tam umar yayin, did he mean that you must have that? That's the only way that you could do it? Or did he mean that's the best way to do it? That's the most preferred way to do it? It doesn't mean, we're seeing from there that Yehuda didn't mean you must do it like that. It means In other words, not that the only definition of yayin, but that's the preferable way of doing yayin, is to do yayin that's yayin that's red. If you have a white wine, that's better than Beseder. And for that reason, if you want to use grape juice, if there's a preference to that, then that's okay. Then that could be an okay also. It may not be the preference, but not say that it's not kosher to do. Okay, what I'm saying is, etwa fuke to say is, to read in, it's a machlokes of Yehuda and the first person, the earlier member in the Braisa, and therefore we pass on Yehuda that it must be, have a tam yayin. I'm saying it's not so strong that it must be a tam yayin, even if you want to say it. Okay, then, that's one reason that Rav David says why you have to use wine. One reason is because it's not wine, because we have to pass on Yehuda. That was one reason. His second reason is, he says over from his father, that in order to be derech cheres, in order to be yotze the cheres of drinking wine, you have to drink a very sophisticated beverage. The fancier a wine, of course, a fine wine is a much more fancier beverage than a grape juice is. And therefore, if you want to be yotze the cheres, you need to use the finer wine, which is to say you need to use wine. Okay, so now, before we go on, just to understand what he's talking about, just pause for a second and say like this. If the person is drinking wine, dafka, because they're trying to do to have cheres to it, okay. There are some people who say, well, I have to drink wine because I have to have cheres, but I can't handle the wine, so they water it down, or they add grape juice to it, and they do other things to that also, and they say, but I want to make sure that I have wine, but I want to water it down. So, you miss the point then. Okay, the point, if you, a fine wine that's watered down, that's not fine wine anymore. That's not wine anymore. So if you want to do it, that's the first reason. The first reason is because I have to have alcohol to it. Beseder, you've got alcohol to it. You watered it down, it's still kosher for wine if you don't water it down too much. But to say that, but if you say you want to do it because of the cheres of it, and you take a fancy bottle of wine that costs $30, and you pour it in some grape juice and water it to it, you're
if you take an $8.99 bottle, that's not cheres?
No, it is cheres. I'm saying, but you're saying is I want to do cheres.
Okay.
So it's the chashivas of the wine to it. When you start watering it down, you're...
Okay,
you're,
so that's chashiv. It's still more chashiv than no chashiv. I mean, the chair is now one level.
It's not... It's not the whole chairs.
So you're saying, if I take a fancy wine and I water it down and I put in some grape juice and some water into it, I'm better off, at least, than using just grape juice.
Well, yeah. You can disagree with that.
You can disagree with that.
Whatever you want. That's what I'm saying. You know, 5% water already is,
If you put water, forget it.
But he's saying it's not all or none. He's saying it's...
I understand.
It could be
more. Water already makes it... Don't put water.
You're right. Don't put water.
Put grape juice. Obviously, there's a shield
over it. You're both right. For the connoisseur, it's not true. The connoisseur said, you put in grape juice, you might...
But that's it. My full-fledged 12% $8.99 bottle also will throw in the face of me.
$3.99.
Okay. $3.99. Okay.
$3.99. If you drank it before you diluted it, was not good. But nowadays, if you dilute it from what we consider drinking strength, now you're ruining it. But and he's arguing about, which is fair, which is it's true. You're making it not so fancy, but it's still a lot better off than drinking the grapes. Okay, fine. But a whole number of Post can argue on this, and they say that they're not arguing per se on whether it's cheres. It's true that it's more cheres, it's more derech cheres to drink the wine. But what they really argue on is what happens if there's a person who doesn't want to drink wine. He doesn't like drinking wine. So is it derech cheres for that person to drink the wine and say l'shem mitzvahs, I'm gonna be yotze the mitzvah just by drinking it. Or if for him it's actually not enjoyable, so for him that's not the cheres. The point is that he should be having derech cheres. So good, very good. So that's what it's telling him. It's telling him whether if the mitzvah derech cheres is I'll say it in different words, okay? If you'll excuse my English, okay? It's a question if that's a subjective or an objective criteria. Okay? And really, it's totally in Girsa.
No, it's not that over here.
It's totally in.
Raise that on the record.
It's totally in a Girsa. It's really, I think, the Machlokes is totally in a Girsa in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says a person is sarach liras is atzmoi ki ilu yatzmoi. And the Mishnah's description of a person being shown derech cheres is he should liris is atzmai, and there's a machlok is in the girsa, what the girsa of that of those words are, if it's liris or laharis, and liris means that he should be acting in a way that builds within himself the feeling of chayris, and if the person wants to build within himself, that's subjective. That means for whatever for me is going to make me feel more like I'm feeling better chayris, that's going to work. And if for me grape juice does that better than wine, then that's going to work for me. And if it's laharis, Laharis means that I have to do something that shows it. I have to be putting on a show. It has nothing to do with what I feel myself. A show. And there's an objective criteria. The criteria is not what I feel like. It's what. And in the world, drinking wine is more derech eretz than drinking grape juice. Okay? You could take your way. I'll say more. Okay. So the and a number of. I'll just tell you a number of people who argue this. There's a sefer written well before. They called it Shor Mitzrayim Ba'alacha. Who said that he held also. That the person is, it depends on what the person prefers better. And really, it comes from a Yushalmi that you probably all know. You probably all know the beginning of the Yushalmi. Okay, the Yushalmi says that Rabbi Yonah would drink wine by the Seder, and his head would hurt him until Shavuos.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he was so sick from drinking the wine, it hurt him until Shavuos. You probably know that, Gemara, as saying that a person has to drink wine by the Seder, no matter what, whatever it's going to take, it's Yushalmi. Okay, but there's a second half to the story. Okay, the Yerushalmi doesn't end over there. The second half of the story is, then they told him that if he drinks Yayin Mevushal, it won't hurt him. Okay? If he drinks Yayin, and the reason why, well, I'll tell you what the reason is, because if you drink Yayin Mevushal, when you cook wine, the alcohol evaporates out. Okay, we'll talk more about that in a minute. The alcohol evaporates out. So if he drank wine that was Mevushal, they told him your head won't hurt. So he said, it's better that I should drink Yayin Mevushal, which is not the preferred wine. No, it's better to not drink Yayin Mevushal. And he says, it's better to drink the less preferred wine in order to have the chayrus. Okay, so what he did is, he says, even everybody knows the first part of the story, that he used to drink in a way that hurt his head all the way till Shavuos, but you see from here that if a person has a choice, should he drink the wine that theoretically preferred, or the one that he prefers, he should drink the one that works better for him, that for him works better. So for this person, which is sounds like a lot of people that we know, maybe their heads don't hurt till Shavuos, but a lot of people say, if I'm going to drink this wine, I'm going to feel horrible, or I can't stand wine, or other things like that, of the more modern, you know, Pepsi generation. Okay, the different kinds of people who don't like wine. So for them to say, that's minus what Yerushalmi says. Yerushalmi said, he stopped drinking it. He stopped drinking the wine. So
maybe it's different over there, because there, even if I'm showing another person, I can't tell the difference when I look at wine if it's Mavushal or not Mavushal. I might be able to tell the difference between something that's grape juice and wine. But wine to wine, I wouldn't know if it's Mavushal or not unless I set it on the bottle. So maybe in that case would be different, because even if it's La Rosso, it's just going to have to meet
that. That's because you're saying that, because when you look at a bottle of wine, you can't tell the difference because of the way we are Mabashal wine nowadays. That's because what we do nowadays. But in those days, there was a big difference.
You could tell.
I don't know if you could tell by looking at it. I don't know, that I can't tell you. But I don't know if you could tell the difference between white grape juice and white wine if I just put them into cups. I don't know if you could tell that either.
Well,
but if you tasted it, you would tell the difference. And the Gemara doesn't say what the difference is, but if I'm right, that the difference is that it had no more alcohol to it, then you'd be able to tell pretty quickly when you tasted it. But maybe that's the point. Okay, and if it's
the alcohol that had no alcohol?
Well, the reason why, if you want, I'll tell you. The reason is because the reason is very simple. Okay, the reason is very simple, because when alcohol gets to 173 degrees, it evaporates. So if you're mavashal the wine, the Yerushalmi doesn't say how they mavashal or how long. You're right. If you're mavashal for a second, you won't lose it all. But it doesn't say how they did it. They told you.
Then you're 173 again. Then you said 150 degrees.
So it doesn't say anything to Yerushalmi. We're conjecturing. It's completely conjecture. The Raya has nothing to do with it. The Raya is that he took a less preferred wine because that worked better for him. That's what the Raya said they bring us. But I'm saying to you is that we can understand that, as if we can conjecture that by being mavashal, it made it not the alcohol, which therefore didn't bother him. It doesn't have to be the pshat. I'm just, if you're mavashal for long enough, you for sure will get all the alcohol out. And that's a, okay. And some of the more, there's a sefer called Sefer Sidur Pesach Tzurchosay, who brings out the Chazon to drink grape juice for the star.
Yeah.
And there's the Halicha Shlomo, which brings over things that Rosh Hashanah did, said that it's also fine for Cheres if a person prefers that he should drink that. And within this question of, again, we're agreeing that it's Cheres to drink the wine. We're talking about a person who has a preference. For him, it doesn't work well. Okay, he's not used to drink the wine. It doesn't work well. You have to just remember also, just in the bigger context of things, which is drinking Dalet Kosis is a mitzvah drop on him. Drinking Dalet Kosis, Derech Cheres, If you don't do Derecheres, you're Yotze B'dievet. The Gemara says you're Yotze B'dievet, even if you didn't do Derecheres. On the other side is, for some people, drinking the wine and the effects that it has on some people, not everybody, on some people is so serious that it's going to affect all the other mitzvahs, the rest that they have to do that night. Okay, the person's got to sit there, they drink a cup of wine. If they say, after the first course, I'm out cold for the rest of the Seder, so he missed out on CPC from sandwiches, which is the devices. So it's just something you have to balance. Again, some people hold you can even do it completely. That's what you should do. That even itself is beats out the chairs. But from the, even if we're not going to say so strongly that it beats out the chairs in that way, and even if it's not as preferred, but you have to just then balance it and say, well, just because it's the first thing that I got to doesn't mean it's the what I should choose. Maybe I should.
I want to answer.
He had no choice. The first years when he had only that kind of one, he drank it and he had no choice. He had to do it. He had to do it. But as soon as he had a choice, he switched. Yes, what's your choice?
That might be good by the Dalakas, but if you look at the first coast, where you're making two dinim in there, there's the Kiddush Hayom and one of the coasts, what could be a Daraisa on the Kiddush Hayom, especially this year with
let's
the
say.
Shabbos being, so then there might be an afkamina what I drink on that coast over the other three coasts.
Again, but if a person didn't do it, Derek Harris, Derek Harris has nothing to do with Kiddush. So
right, that's
you said it's just fine without that.
You're saying it's the Rabbani. You're saying the first Kiddush
might be Derek Harris. Might be a Derek Harris.
The Derek Harris of that first Kiddush is not the Derek Harris. The Derek Harris.
The Kiddush Abo is a Derek Harris.
Okay, so again, but if you're
drinking. Kiddush Alayah, you might not be right.
It's very. You're right that I said it's a Derek
Harris.
I have to tell you something. Even if it would be a Derek Harris, you still have to think about it. I have two mitzvahs Derek Harris. I'm going to do only one of them well. One I'm going to do the best way, and one I'm going to do in the not such best way.
Well, yeah, the first one that comes to your mind.
Okay,
that's what the Shalom Aleichem.
So we're discussing two things over here.
Right?
Are you not Yotze at all because it's not Yain, or you Yotze but it's not Derech Harris?
Right. Rabbi Chaim Avinger, line 3.
Who's Avengers?
Yeah, go ahead.
So is there anybody that holds that?
Dog food.
Anybody that holds you're not Yotze?
No. Even the first reason, which was that it's not considered wine, if not that, even that reason, Rav David talks about it, just like you have to do it because you pass on Rabbi Yehuda, and you have to drink wine. But I'm saying to you, even within that, he doesn't say, well, what happened, is it b'dievet? Even within that, Rabbi Yehuda's other din of marrying, if for sure yaitz, if you drink white wine. Right. So, in other words, it's only, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't mean it as you must.
There's nobody holds you down yaitz.
I don't think so. And the Shulchan says in Hilchos Kiddush that you can use wine, that you can use grape juice. It's a Gemara. So what is that saying to you? Either we don't pass Rabbi Yehuda, or we pass Rabbi Yehuda. Either we pass on Rabbi Yehuda, but it's only a preference, but not I don't think that anybody holds it not yaitz, and I don't think it's such a thing. Okay, if you guys have patience, we'll go to the other shiloh. I don't know if you have patience.
I don't have patience, I have time. I once asked Rav Shayashuv, what did his father do on Pesach?
Okay.
He said, it always bothered me. The Nazir. He said, what did he do with the Seder?
Well, the potter.
So he said he took an apple, and he just squeezed the juice out of the apple, and that's what he used for the dalakosos.
Apple juice?
What's the infamous speaking? Your stomach. And then the grape juice. Got it finished.
Okay.
He taught me that's what his father did.
He could take milk.
Okay. He used well, that's for sure for the
to use a okay.
Squeeze it on page of
next.
It's not.
Should we go on or should we stop here?
Go.
We should go on. Okay, fine. It's a whole different topic. I mean, not related.
How long is it going to be? That's what I'm asking.
Okay, we'll stop. We'll do it.